Good morning. Today's daf in Yuma is Dalav and Gimel Amud Beis. We are starting towards the bottom of the Amud, about 10 lines from the bottom. Amud Reish Lakish Rav Yochanan. The first two dafim of the Masechta are looking for a source for the Yemei HaFrasha. 7 days, the Kohen is going to be sequestered prior to Yom Kippur as a form of Hachana for preparation for Yom Kippur, for doing the Avodas Yom Kippurim. The most intensive Oda of the year is going to be going into Kodesh HaKadashim. The only time in the year the Kohen is going to go into that area. Anyone's going to go into the area, but only the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is going to go into that area. And so therefore, preparation, 7 days of sequestering in the Lishkat Parhedrin, which we were taught already back in the Mishnah. Where do we know this from? What's the source of this idea of Zayin Yemei HaFrasha? So for the first two Dapim, Daf Beis and Gimel in the Masechta, so we were treated to the Shita of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said, it comes from Shivas Yemei HaMiluim. In the Hakamas HaMishkan, in the Midbar, as the opening day of the Mishkan was on the first day of Nisan, that was Yom HaShmini, that was the eighth day. Eighth day to what? Eighth day to the Zayin Yemei HaFrasha. Aaron HaKohen was sequestered for 7 days prior to that, in preparation for the inauguration of the Mishkan. So that becomes now the source. The Pasuk says, by the Miluim, we saw this already back on Beis Amud Aleph, Kasher Asaba Yom Hazeh, just like you do on this day. Siva Hashem Lasos Lechaper Alechem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded. Lasos and Lechaper. So if you remember Rav Yochanan Darshan, Lasos is a reference to Parah Aduma. Lechaper is a reference to Yom Kippur. And according to Rav Yochanan, there are two times in Halacha where the Kohen is going to be going through Zayin Yemei HaFrasha. One is going to be by Yom Kippur, and the other one's going to be by the Parah Aduma. Parah Aduma, when the Kohen is going to be preparing the Parah Aduma, shechting the Parah Aduma, so also there are going to be 7 days of HaFrasha. Good. That is all what we saw according to Shitas Rav Yochanan. So, to answer the question succinctly, according to Rav Yochanan, where do we know this halacha from, that there's Zayin Yemei HaFrasha? So he learns it from the Miluim. That's all Shitas Rav Yochanan. That was Dapim, Beis and Gimel. Now we're up to the third daf of the Masechta. And now we're going to be treated to another approach, and that's going to be Reish Lakish. We're going to pick it up in the Gemara where we left off yesterday. Amalei Reish Lakish Rav Yochanan. Mehecha kayavtala mi Miluim. So Reish Lakish says to Rav Yochanan, so let me get this straight. You learn it from Miluim, right? So ima Miluim kolakasa behem akibahem, afachanami kolakasa behem akibahem. So we know by the Miluim, everything by the Miluim is ma'akiv, it's critical. You have to do all the prescribed activities by the Miluim. And according to you, the same thing is going to be true by Yom Kippur. Now, v'chite ma'achinami, and what's your response to me? Oh, I guess your response to me is, that's right, meaning, okay, that's everything's going to be critical. V'hatanan, the Gemara says, okay, but if I can remind you, what do we do for the other Kohen? Misaknal Kohen Acher. So what we do is that we install a Kohen in the bullpen in the event that the Kohen Gadol is going to be DQ'd for whatever reason. He becomes a mum, he becomes tummy, whatever the case is. He dies, whatever the case is. So we have a Kohen now who's in the bullpen. Now, question, simple question. V'lokitani mafrishin. You notice that for the Kohen in the bullpen, you notice that the Mishnah does not say the word hafrasha. Now, if what you're saying is that the Kohen, in order to do the Avodah Yom Kippur, Hafrasha is essential, it's Ma'akev, so then the substitute Kohen, so he also has to do Hafrasha as well. Now, why don't we just simply argue that he does Hafrasha? Because in the Mishnah it says, Mesaknin lo Kohen Acher. It doesn't say, Mafrishin lo Kohen Acher. And that's exactly the Gemara's point. V'chitem, am I Mesaknin Mafrishin? And maybe you'll tell me, that's Pshat in the Mishnah, the Gemara says, no. Listening, O Idividi Mesaknin, O Idividi Mafrishin. The Mishnah knows how to use the word mafrishin, meaning it clearly, because that's the word that the Mishnah uses for the Kohen Gadol. So if the Mishnah wanted to also communicate to us that the substitute Kohen, the standing Kohen, also needs hafrasha, the Mishnah could just simply say the word mafrishin. The Mishnah should have used the word mafrishin. So it's not ma'akev. So amalei elamar mehachi alifla. So Rav Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, okay, so you refuse to learn it from the Miluim. So where do you learn it from? And so now as we're getting ready to turn to today's daf, so now we're going to see the other approach, and that's the approach of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is going to have an entirely different makor of how we know this idea of Zayin Yemei HaFrasha. So I'm a Sinai. So Reish Lakish says, I learned it from Sinai. The model of HaFrasha is taken from what happened at Har Sinai, Dichsiv, and now we're going to go through Psukim. Now Ma'amad Har Sinai comes to us in two parts. Part one is in Parshas Yisro. So Parshas Yisro, Perek Yutes, so that's all the introduction, anticipation to Maamad Har Sinai. So Perek Chaf, that is actual Aser Sedibros. The Kadosh Baruch Hu presents to us Klal Yisrael, the Aser Sedibros. Then what happens is that we go through Chafalaf, Chav Beis, Chav Gemol. That's basically Parshas Mishpatim. And then we get to Perech Chav Dalet. Perech Chav Dalet is now kind of like Maamon Har Sinai Part 2. As we're going to see in the course of today's daf, we're going to have a major debate amongst the Tanayim in terms of Perech Chav Dalet. Is Perech Chav Dalet post Maamon Har Sinai? Or Ein Muktam Amuchar B'Torah? And is Perech Chav Dalet just simply part of also the preparation and anticipation to Maamon Har Sinai? Stay tuned. That's going to be a major debate in today's daf. In the meantime, however, we're presenting right now the sheet of Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish says, Amar Misinai Dichsiv. Vayishkon Kvar Hashem Al Har Sinai Vechaseo Anan Sheshes Yamin Vayikra Moshe Vayomashvi. So here we are, just quoting a smattering of Pesukim from Perech Chav Dalet, where the Pesukim say very clearly that there's Kvar Hashem Al Har Sinai. The cloud covered it. The it, we're going to explain in just a moment what it is for 6 days. On the seventh day, Kadosh Baruch Hu calls out to Moshe. Moshe goes on the seventh day. Now, Michdi. So the Gemara says, okay, so let's, we quoted the Psukim. Let's digest the Psukim. Ksiv Vayikra El Moshe B'yom HaShvi'i. So Kadosh Baruch Hu calls out to Moshe on day seven. So my Sheshes Yamim. So what does it mean now? That 6 days, what are those 6 days? So Zebana'av, Shekol HaNichtas B'machane Shechina. Moshe is going to go into Machane Shechina. He's going to have an encounter with the divine. And so as in preparation for going into Machane Shechina, so Taron Prisha Shisha. So you need a Hafrasha, you need to be sequestered for 6 days. Okay, the Gemara says fine. So that's going to be the source for Reish Lakish with the obvious question. Since we've been learning the Mishnah, so the magic number is 7, you need Zayin Yemei Hafrasha. And meanwhile over here, so this source for Reish Lakish is only going to give us 6 days. So that's 1 day short. So that obviously is a problem. The Hanan Shiva Tanan. So we in our mission we said 7. Masdisan Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri he did Chayish le Tumas Beso. So the Gemara says yeah, but our mission basically says like this: we're going to start with Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish starts with the number 6. Fine. So 6 days of Afresha, but we're going to add on a day. Why? Because of Tumas Beso. There is a possibility, as really unlikely as it is. It's a distant possibility, but there exists one in which the Kohen Gadol will be with his wife before the Hafrasha. Could be that she was an Ida. Could be that, I'm sorry, not if she was an Ida, then he's a Boel Nida. And if he's a Boel Nida is tummy for 7 days. Okay, again, that's a really unlikely circumstance. But, my guess would be, is that in of itself, we wouldn't be Choshesh. But once we already start with 6 days of Hafrasha, which we learn from Maamon Har Sinai, according to Reish Lakish, so then to tack on a day on top of that, for this Cheshash, which admittedly is a Cheshash Rachok, but just to tack on a day, that wouldn't be so bad. So Amalei Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish Bishlam, So the Gemara says now, with the back and forth, meaning today's daf is basically going to be the back and forth between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We have now presented two models in terms of how we know about the Zayin Yimei Hafrasha. According to Rav Yochanan and Shivas Yimei Amiluim, according to Reish Lakish, it's the Hafrasha prior to Matan Torah, or prior to HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to Har Sinai. Let's say it like that. So now, for the rest of today's daf, it's going to be the back and forth. So Bishlama, so let's start from the top line again. So I'm like Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish Bishlama, Miluim. For me, I learned from the Miluim, I'm in a much more comfortable place. I know Detanya because we're going to see a Braisa. The Braisa is going to be quoted twice today. So this is the first time we're going to see it. Zevizeh, Mazin Alav, Koshivas, Mikol Chato Shayusham. So Zevizeh, both Yom Kippur and the Kohen for the Para, so they're going to be sprinkled on every day of the Hafrasha. Mikol Chato Shayusham. And what they will be sprinkled with is with the Afer and the Mayim of the Paraduma, the Mechatas. They'll be sprinkled with the Mechatas. Now, it's a little bit strange that to make a Paraduma, you need a Paraduma. You need the ashes of a previous Paraduma. Rashi over here does offer a couple of pshatim. Rashi says, Michol Chatosha Yusham, Rashi fourth line down, Michol Para Para, Hainostin Kitsas Lamishmeris, Mina Afer Bechol. So one pshat, says Rashi, is that every time we're getting to the end of the ashes of a paraduma, so we take a little bit and we put it aside, so that eventually when we prepare the next paraduma, we're going to have the residual ashes of all historic previous paradumas. Again, There are not that many to talk about, only 10 historically. But nevertheless, that's one pshat that Rashi offers. Anishamati, Rashi says, I also happen to have heard another pshat, which is Efer Parashal Moshe Lo Kala. That we always had the Efer of the ashes of Moshe Rabbeinu. They never came to an end. Okay, Rashi doesn't quote a source for that, but Rashi says that as a pshat. In any event, what comes out over here is that the halacha is, as we're going to see in the Braisa, is that for every one of the 7 days of the Zayin Yemei Hafrasha, so a sprinkling of the Efer Parah on the Kohen. On the Kohen Gadol prior to Yom Kippur, on the Kohen prior to him preparing the Paraduma. So the Gemara says, good. So Rav Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, I'm good. Dehavi Nami, back to the Gemara, fourth line down. Dehavi Nami, Hazab B'Meluim. Because we have that by the Meluim. And by the Meluim, you do have a sprinkling. Now, what they sprinkled on the Meluim, so if you know the Pesukim, you already know what's coming next in terms of the question. So, Alali Didcha, but according to you, Reish Lakish, Yafta Mi Sinai, Hazab Mi Sinai, Mi Havai. Was there sprinkling at Har Sinai? So, and it's funny because the question assumes that there was no sprinkling at Har Sinai. Now, if you think about the Pesukim, you realize there actually was sprinkling at Har Sinai. I'll come back to that point in just a moment. But let's just assume right now that there is no sprinkling at Har Sinai. So according to you, what's the halach of sprinkling coming from? So Reish Lakish says back to Rav Yochanan, really, you're so comfortable? You shouldn't be so comfortable. B'miluim dam hachamayim. You know, by the miluim, what they sprinkled was blood. Blood was sprinkled by the Zayin Yemei miluim. And over here, we're talking about sprinkling of the water mixed with the paraduma, with the Efer HaPara. So halokasha, didni Rabbi Chia, nichnusumayim tachas dam. So, okay, fine. But Rav Yochanan says, but I have a brisa. The brisa of Rabbi Chia says that water substitutes blood. Meaning you're right. By the Zayin Yemei Meluim, the sprinkling was blood. Fine, so we sprinkle water. Okay, but there's still sprinkling, meaning still the makor is coming from the Meluim. But for you, there was no sprinkling by Mamad Har Sinai. So where do you get it from to begin with? At least I had blood, which now is converted to water. You have nothing. You had no sprinkling whatsoever. So Amalei Malaba Alma. So Reish Lakish says to Rav Yochanan, okay, but it doesn't bother me at all. Meaning you're right. By Mamad Har Sinai, there was no sprinkling. And as far as I do agree that the Kohen Gadol is going to be sprinkled every one of the 7 days. But I just simply say that there's no makor for that. It's just Mala Ba'alma. It's just simply a Chumra Ba'alma. Look, in preparation for Yom Kippur, and we'll also, side by side, we're also going to discuss in advanced preparation for preparing the Paraduma, so there are certain Chumras that we take on. Now, for the Paraduma, so we've already articulated them multiple times, both on Daf Beis and on Daf Gimel. Today, we're going to be able to go over it again. So for the Paraduma, because there's Tumah introduced in the procedure of the Paraduma, the Kohen who's going to Shecht is going to be made Tameh, then Tovel in the Mikvah in order to be in the state of a Tvil Yom. So since Tumah is being introduced by the Paraduma, so the counterbalance of many degrees and levels of Tahara that are inserted into the process, so that we've already discussed and we get to highlight here again. On top of that, what Reish Lakish would argue, same thing is true by Yom Kippur. Kohen Gadol is going to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim in Yom Kippur. So the Chachamim introduced Chumras, and one of the Chumras is the sprinkling of the Efer Paraduma on the Kohen Gadol. Okay, this is all going to be in defense of Reish Lakish. Very good. All right, before we go on the Gemara, so the Gemara has abjectly rejected the idea that there was no sprinkling by Har Sinai. There was no sprinkling by Har Sinai. So Tosus over here says second Tosus on the Amud, Hazab b'sinai mihava v'im tamar v'ha'hava b'sinai hazaz dam. It's so funny. The Gemara says there was no sprinkling by Har Sinai. Tosus says yeah there was. Dichsiv the pasuk says vayikach Moshe Sadam vayizrok al ha'am. There was Zrika by Mamad Har Sinai. Now again, that's the Chav Dalet version of Mamad Har Sinai. And as we already pointed out, debatable as to whether or not that was prior to Har Sinai or after Har Sinai. But whatever the case is, there was Zrika thereabouts by Har Sinai. So the Gemara is simply rejecting the idea that was Zrika by Har Sinai. So Tosfos says, that's a little funny. V'yeshlamer, it's a strong question. So Tosfos gives a couple of answers. V'yeshlamer, Tosfos says, one answer, also Zrika, lo haisa b'shvil tahara, share lo al Moshe Levado nizrak, ela kol ha'am. Ela dam brisa v'dichsiv, hinei dam brisa asher karas Hashem imachem. So the first answer of Tosfos is, you have to understand, we're talking about Zrika as a degree of Tahara. Fine. So for Tahara purposes, so that's what we're looking for in terms of our Makoros. by a Mamad Har Sinai, the Zrika over there was not for Tahara. How do I know that? Because Zrika says Tosfos was done on everybody, not just on Moshe Rabbeinu. If it was for Tahara purposes, Moshe's going up into Machaneh Shechina. Moshe alone would require the Zrika Zadam. You're sprinkling on all the Jewish people. You know why you're sprinkling? Tosfos says because that's Dam Bris. As part of the covenant between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Dam plays a very instrumental role in Bris, right? Need I say more than the actual Bris Mila itself, right? By Yitzias Mitzrayim with the Dam on the Mashkof Hashem Mezuzos, meaning Dam is just simply part and parcel of Bris. So the so Tosa says over here, yes, there was Zrika, but that's not Zrika Latahara. That's Zrika for Bris. Tosus gives a second answer as well. We'll stop over here. The first answer just it recognized that it's a strong question, and Tosus offers a couple of suggestions. We're back to the Gemara. Tanya Kavase de Rav Yochanan, Tanya Kavase de Reish Lakish. So, why the Kohen Gadol is going to be doing Hafrasha for the 7 days prior to Yom Kippur is going to be either learned out from the Miluim, that's Rav Yochanan, or from Har Sinai, that's Reish Lakish. The Gemara says we have Brisa supporting both. We're going to start off with a Brisa supporting Rav Yochanan. Tanya Kavasid de Rav Yochanan, Tanya Kavasid de Reish Lakish. Tanya Kavasid de Rav Yochanan. We're going to start with Rav Yochanan. The Pasuk says, Bezos Yavo Aaron al-Kodesh b'mesh amor binyan. Aaron's going to go into the Kodesh, obviously from Parshas Achrimos. And this is Aaron going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, Bameshem, now it says Bazos. He's going to go in with this. What does that mean, Bazos? Bameshem or Binyan? So he says, the same way he went in previously. What is that a reference to? So Mahi Binyan and Miluim. So it's a reference to the Miluim. Okay, already you could see, by the way, this Brisa is a pro-Rabbi Yochanan Brisa. It's clear. But the Brisa is going to go on. So Uma Amor Binyan Dimulun Aaron Pirei Shiva Vishime Shemachan Moshe Masalo Kol Shiva Kedelechan Chabe Avoda. So just like by the Miluim, so it was 7 days of preparation for 1 day of Avoda. So and on top of that, also Moshe gave an instructional, a tutorial in terms of what to do. So Afladar was Kohen Gadol Pirei Shiva Umeshamish Yomechan. So what's going to happen now is that the Kohen Gadol is going to separate for 7 days prior to every Yom Kippur in order to serve the 1 day of Yom Kippur with Shnei Tamid HaChachamim, Mi Tamid of Shamosha. So, and you're going to have two students who are going to be serving as the tutorial by Aaron, so he had Moshe, so he didn't need to. But for all future generations, so you're going to have two Tamid HaChachamim. They're going to be students of Moshe. Now, can't be actual students of Moshe because as we know, Moshe died. So what does it mean that they were Tamid Shel Moshe? So the Brisa explains, Afuki Tzedukim. They can't be Tzedukim, meaning they have to be of the tradition of Moshe. They cannot be of not the tradition of Moshe, i.e. Tzedukim. We're going to learn later in the Masechta. Rashi over here alludes to it later in the Nuns. So we're going to learn that the Tzedukim felt that the Avodas Yom Kippur is to be done more literally as it says in the Torah. Okay, we'll go through the details later in the Masechta. Right, we have a Mesorah. We don't follow the literal reading of the Torah. We have the Torah Shebaal Peh. Okay, but anyway, so you need somebody who subscribes to Torah Shebaal Peh. So most are in local Shiva kedei lechan chob avoda mikan amru Shiva yam and koni yam kippur mafresh and kohen gadol mibeso lelishkas parhedrin and mikan amru, and from here we say, meaning right, we've gone over this point a number of times. Meaning, basically, we're quoting the nusach of our Mishnah. Meaning, now you want to know the source of our Mishnah? So the source of our Mishnah is the Zayin Yemei Miluin. So, Ukeshem Shema Frishin Kohen Gadol Kach Mefrishin Kohen Asor Fetz HaPara. So, and now, it's not only true regarding the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, it's also true by the Kohen the Parah Aduma. Lelishka Sha'al Pnei Abirat Tzafon Mizracha. Now here, where does he get sequestered? A different location. We discussed this back on Daf Beis. The Kohen for the Parah Aduma is going to get sequestered in the northeast corner of the Azara. Go back to Daf Beis where we went through exactly why the Gemara went through exactly why north, why east. Go back to Daf Beis for that. Now this one and this one, all right, this is now the second time we're hearing this Brisa. We heard it on the top of the Amud, we're hearing it now again in this more elongated version of the Brisa. So and this one and this one, meaning the Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur, the Kohen for the Parah Aduma. So they're going to get sprinkled with the Parah Aduma, with the Mechatos for 7 days, Kol Shiva, every one of the 7 days, Mikol Chatos Shayusham, with all the Chatos. Again, go back to the Rashi on the top of this Amud, exactly what that meant. V'im tomar b'meluim dam hachamayim. Now, you're going to tell me that the meluim, they sprinkle with blood. Here, you're sprinkling it with water. Amarta nichnasu mayim tachas dam. Okay, so replacement, substitution. Meaning we don't use blood nowadays, we use water. The water substituting the blood. Again, we heard that earlier in today's daf. And the end of this brisa goes over the drasha that we went back on daf beis. The pasuk that's quoted that says that just like you're doing on the milum, so too you're going to do in the future. Lasos and lechaper. Lasos is for Yom Kippur. Sorry. Lasos is for Paraduma. And lechaper is for Yom Kippur. Good. V'hai bezos mi baile legufe. So the Gemara says, that's a wonderful brisa. It certainly supports Rav Yochanan. The Gemara says, just a quick follow-up question. It says bazos. The Kohen Gadol is going to go in on Yom Kippur with this. Now with this, what does that mean, bazos, with this? And we're darshaning just like by the meluim. What do you mean, bazos? Isn't bazos just there to tell me what is instructed in the parsha itself? So what are you darshaning the word bazos? It's necessary for the pasuk itself. Amri, so they say, meaning the B'nei Yeshiva answer. So if it was just to tell me the instructions in the parsha of Achrimos, the Torah could have gotten away with saying the word bazeh or ba'ela. My bazos shemamina tarte. So you see, the word bazos is there to allude to not only the parsha itself, but the drasha that we just went through in the brisa. My va'omer. We quote a lot of psukim at the end of that brisa. What's the necessity of that second pasuk? V'chitem yom kippurim kamahu debay prisha. So maybe for the first Yom Kippur, Aaron would need to do prisha. Kida ashkechan b'miluim, just like we find by the meluim. Meaning meluim was the first usage of the Mishkan. So maybe the hafrash of Aaron for Yom Kippur is for the first Yom Kippur. That's what I would have thought. Aval b'Yom Kippurim da'amalo, inami Kohen Gadol kamahu debay prisha, aval Kohen Gadol ba'amalo, or maybe the first Kohen Gadol would require prisha, but not all subsequent Kohen Gadols. So tashma kasher asah. So that's what the kasher asah is coming to teach me, that this is going to be true for all future events as well. All future Yom Kippurs as well, hafrash is necessary. Ad Khan. That is the end of the Brisa with the follow-up questions of the Brisa, and all that is in support of Rav Yochanan. Okay, let's not leave Reish Lakish out of today's daf. And now the Brisa, the Gemara is going to quote a Brisa supporting Reish Lakish. Tanya Vasei the Reish Lakish. Dalet Amud Aleph, about 6 lines from the bottom of the Amud. We have a Brisa supporting Reish Lakish. The Brisa reads, Moshe Allah ba'anan v'nis kaseh ba'anan v'nis kadesh ba'anan k'dei l'kabel Torah li'Yisrael b'kedusha. So Moshe goes up in the cloud, covered by the cloud, sanctified by the cloud, so that he could accept the Torah on behalf of the Jewish people in a state of Kedusha Shenemar. And now here we are. This is Perek Chaf Dalet. So this is now end of Mishpatim. This is Mamon Har Sinai part 2. Vayishkon Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai Zeh. Haya Masa Achar Sarasa Dibur Shehu Tchila La Arbaim Yom Divur Av Yosei Aglili. So here, as I previewed earlier this morning, we're going to have a major machlokas. The first position in this brisa is Shitas Rav Yosei Aglili, who's of the position that the entirety of Perek Chaf Dalet is after Mamad Har Sinai. And that means to say that all the events that are recorded in Perek Chaf Dalet are post-Mamad Har Sinai. Now, Keseder HaTorah, meaning it's exactly what the Torah says. Rabbi Akiva Amar, Rabbi Akiva says no. Vayishkon Kvod Hashem. So Rabbi Akiva says no. That Perek Chaf Dalet takes us back to pre-Mamad Har Sinai. And obviously Rabbi Akiva over here is going to subscribe to the idea of Ein Mukdam Uma'ucha B'Torah. There's no chronology in the Torah. So Vayishkon Kvod Hashem Rosh Chodesh. So the Kvod Hashem resting, that's already going back to Rosh Chodesh. That's when we get to Har Sinai. And Vayichaseu Hanan, and the cloud covered it, according to Rabbi Akiva. What's the it? So it's not a reference to Moshe, because this is now all pre-Har Sinai. So it's talking about the heart, talking about the mountain. It's actually talking about Har Sinai. Vayikra es Moshe. And when it says that he calls out to Moshe, what do you mean? If we're talking about Mamad Har Sinai, aren't we talking about the entirety of Klal Yisrael? So the Gemara says, yeah. Moshe v'chol Yisrael omdim. So it's talking about Moshe and all Yisrael. So why does it say Vayikra al Moshe? So v'lo ba'kasa v'lo chalei kavod l'Moshe, only to give cover to Moshe. So over here in the Brisa, we have recorded over here two fundamental positions regarding Perek Chaf Dalet, right? The end of Parshas Mishpatim. Is that post Mamad Har Sinai or is that pre Mamad Har Sinai? According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, It's post-Mamad Har Sinai. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's pre-Mamad Har Sinai. At least, according to the Shita of Rav Yossi Aglili, that's a support for Reish Lakish. Because according to Reish Lakish, what needs to be done? If you're going to go into Machane Shechina, which Moshe did, you need Hachana. And that's what Perek Chavdal is describing, according to Rav Yossi Aglili. Now, granted, by the way, and Tosus makes this point on the bottom of the Amud, granted that according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not going to be support for Reish Lakish. In fact, Adarabah, Rabbi Akiva clearly is working more in line with Rav Yochanan, but at least, Lefachos, at least we have Rav Yossi Aglili in support of Reish Lakish, or being a source for Reish Lakish. That means that according to Rav Yossi Aglili, the entirety of Perek Chavdal is talking about Moshe and Moshe alone, and the idea that there's 6 days of Afrasha prior to Moshe going to Machane Shechina, that is the Shita of Rav Yossi Aglili. Masha Enkin, according to Rabbi Kiva, no, it has nothing to do with Moshe. It's just all, again, another depiction, another description of pre-Mamad Har Sinai. Okay, we're just going to finish the brisa. We're on the Amud Beis. Rabbi Nasan Amar Lo Ba'al Kasav Ella Lemarik Achila V'Shtia Shebe'Me'av. Rabbi Nasan, Rashi points out over here, Rabbi Nasan agrees with Rav Yosei Aglili that the Hafrash is for Moshe. It's not for Klal Yisrael. It's post-Mamad Har Sinai. But why 6 days? So Rav Yosei Aglili talks about how it is to elevate the Kedusha Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Nasan, he differs just a little bit. He says, Lo ba hakasav ela, lemarek achila v'shtia shebe'me'av, lasuma kamalache ashares. It's basically to create full digestion. All right, a cleansing, if you will. Where Moshe is not going to have any more food in his body after 6 days. And so therefore he'll be like a malach. And it sounds very similar, by the way, to Rav Yossi Aglili. Rav Yossi Aglili talks about Kedusha. Over here, we're talking about him becoming a malach. Okay? I'm unable to articulate what the differences would be between Rav Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Nasan, but it's the same basic idea. Rabbi Masya ben Charash, Rashi says he also basically goes like Rav Yossi Aglili. It's a fourth opinion in the Brisa, but again, according to Rashi, it's basically in line with Rav Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Masya ben Charash Omer lo ba'akasav ela la'ayem alav kidei shetei Torah ninna be'ema b'reses of Isaiah. So the reason why there were 6 days of this advanced preparation is that Moshe would have the proper aim, he would have the proper fear. Simcha, so that Moshe had already. Moshe didn't need preparation for Simcha, it was already there. Why did Moshe have Simcha? So the obvious answer is, but Rashi says, Rashi's coming up on the Gemara that we're about to do in a moment, but I'm reading the Rashi, B'makum Gila, Matan Torah Shaluchos Dechsiv, Pekudei Hashem, Yisharim, Misamche Lev. Moshe had the Simcha already. He was about to be given the Torah. Right? By the way, I know it's confusing. Aseres HaDibros, that's not the giving of the Torah. That's revelation. That's Mamad Har Sinai. The giving of the Torah was after the Aseres HaDibros. Anyway, so Moshe is going to receive the Torah, so that's Simcha. So the 6 days are to give Moshe Ema as well. In other words, he needed the proper fear. Right? With a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we need a proper balance of Simcha and Yira, of Ava and Yira. So Moshe already had the Simcha, he just needed the Yira. Shenemar, how do I know that the Pasuk says, Yivdus Hashem Yira v'gilu b'radah. My gilu b'radah, what is pshat in the Pasuk in Tehillim? So Amar Rav Ada Bar Masa, Amar Rav Makam Gila Sham Tehe Ra'adah. That in a Makam Gila, so there needs to be Ra'adah. Gila, again, according to Rashi, is Nesina Satora. So Moshe had no problem with the Simcha, but he also needed Ema to complement it. And that came together with the 6 days of Achana. That is according to Rav Masya ben Charash. Okay, what comes out from this Brisa when all is said and done is that in the Brisa we have basically two positions. I know it's four, but it's really two. Rav Yosef Galili says that the entire episode of Perek Chavdal, that's all post-Mamad Har Sinai, there are 6 days of Achana, then Moshe Rabbeinu goes into Machane Shechina. He goes in a sense, to the best of our understanding, he hangs with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And Rabbi Kiva says, no. Perek Chavdal is just another look. It's another perspective of pre-Man Torah. Right? What we're describing in Perek Chavdal is just another view of what basically has already been described in Perek Yotes. Ein Muktam Amurcha B'Torah. I know it's presented after Mamad Har Sinai, but it really is a description of pre-Mamad Har Sinai. Okay. That is the fundamental debate that we have over here between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef Glili. And again, it's connected to, it's tied to, Ein Muktam Amucha B'Torah. Rashi and the Rabban classically debate this throughout Chumash. The Gemara in Pesachim already tells us that the Torah is not chronological. In terms of how to apply it, how liberally to apply that principle, so Rashi and Rabban argue that throughout Chumash. Rashi is more liberal in the application of Ein Muktam Amucha B'Torah in general. The Ramban is much more conservative about when to apply the principle of Ein Muktam Amucha B'Torah. To summarize the Ramban's position in Chumash, it's basically, do you know when we say Ein Muktam Amucha B'Torah? When the Torah clearly is out of dating. Meaning the Torah gives the dates, and clearly they're out of order, they're out of sequence. Right? Parshas Ba'aloscha, where the Torah says we offer the Karban Pesach, which chronologically is after the beginning of Bamidbar. So there clearly it's Ein Muktam Amucha B'Torah. Okay. Anyway, let's go on. We're in the Gemara about a quarter of the way down on Dalamud Beis. B'mai Kamithlgi, Rabbi Yosef Glili v'Rabbi Akiva, B'plukta Dahani Tanai. As long as we quoted this machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Glili, the Gemara would like to spend some more time on it. It's basically going to be the balance of today's daf, where we're going to be focusing more on this machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Glili. Did Tanya learn from the Braisa? V'shisha b'chodesh nitna Torah li'Yisrael. So when were we given the Torah? What date was it on Sivan? So it happens to be that right now we're in the middle of the counting of the Omer, so the timing is perfect. Which date in Sivan did we receive the Torah? The answer is, the Torah doesn't say. The answer is, it's a machlokes hatanayim. So, b'shisha b'chodesh nitna Torah li'Yisrael. So according to the Tanakama, it was the 6th of Sivan. Rabbi Yosi Omer b'shiva bo, and according to Rabbi Yosi, it's the 7th of Sivan. Manda Omer b'shisha. Now, if you subscribe to the idea that was the 6th of Sivan, so he nitna v'shviya Allah, so that means that we received the Torah on day 6, and then Moshe went up on the 7th day. Manda Omer b'shiva. Now, if you subscribe to the idea that we were given the Torah on the 7th of Sivan, b'shiva nitna v'shviya Allah, means that we receive the Torah on the 7th, and Moshe goes up on the 7th. D'chziva yikra Moshe b'yam ha'shvi, because it says that he called to Moshe on day number 7, meaning Moshe went up on day number 7. Now, what we're going to do is, this debate that we just had in terms of the date, what was the date in which in which Maimon Har Sinai took place? Was it the 6th of Sivan and the 7th of Sivan? So the Gemara now is going to coordinate that machlokas, parallel that machlokas with the machlokas that we saw just moments earlier of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yosef Glili Savala Ketana Kama. Okay, this part is just a little bit confusing. Rabbi Yosef Glili does not agree with Rabbi Yosef. But obviously, there are two different Rabbi Yosefs. Rabbi Yosef Glili, the Gemara lines up together with the Tana Kama. The Amar B'shisha B'chodesh Nitna Torah, where the Torah was given on day 6, Hilchach Zeh Ayah Maisa Achar Aser Sadibros. That means to say that this entire event, Perich of Dalid, was all post-Mamad Har Sinai. Vayishkon Kvod Hashem Al Har Sinai Ve'chaseyu Ha'anan Sheishas Yamim L'Moshe. So now, according to Rav Yosi Aglili, so what are we describing over here? In Perich of Dalid, everything is a description of Moshe. Because it's not a description of the Hachan of Bnei Yisrael prior to Mount Har Sinai. It's all just a description of Moshe prior to him going to Machane Shechina. Vayikra Moshe b'yam ha'shvi'i, and he calls out to Moshe on day 7. L'kpula shar Torah, to receive the rest of the Torah. Meaning Mount Har Sinai was just that. It was just divine revelation. Yes, we were presented the Aseret HaDibros, but we weren't given the rest of the Torah. The other 600 and... Right, I'm not being precise over here, but the other 603 mitzvahs of the Torah, so that was given afterwards, and that's what Perek Chavdal is describing. Because consider, if you're going to tell me that the psukim in Perek Chavdal of Vayishkan Kvod Hashem is going all the way back to Rosh Chodesh, Vayichaseo Anan Lahar, Vayikra Moshe B'yam HaShvi'i L'Kbul Aser Sadibros, if that's how you're going to understand the pasuk, that's all a reference to pre-Mamad Har Sinai, HaKibul Lulu Mishisha. Well, what does it mean that we receive the Torah on day 7? That's not true according to the Tanakama. According to the Tanakama, we received it on day 6. Vayistalik Anan Mishisha. Didn't we receive the Torah on day 6? Okay, fine. That is all going to be according to the Shita of Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi goes, of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. He goes like the Tanakama. Rabbi Akiva Savala like Rabbi Yosi. Now, as far as lining up Rabbi Akiva is going to hold like Rabbi Yosi. Now, again, Rabbi Akiva was the one who said earlier this morning that Perich of Dalit is all a review of what happened before Mamad Har Sinai. It's pre-Mamad Har Sinai. And Rav Yossi's of the position that we were given that Mamad Har Sinai occurs on the seventh day of Sivan. And the Gemara now is going to talk about how these two positions are going to coordinate. We were given the Torah on the seventh, meaning we were introduced to the Torah on seventh. So Bisham Rabbi Kiva Hanun Dimishkach La. So the Gemara is okay. I'm sorry. Period. Okay. We could pause for just a moment over here. I could breathe for just a second. So what we just saw over here is that the dating of when Mamad Har Sinai took place, whether it took place on the sixth of Sivan or on the seventh of Sivan, will in fact coordinate with how to understand Perek Chav Dalet. Is Perek Chav Dalet a post Mamad Har Sinai event, or is Perek Chav Dalet going to be a review of what happened prior to Matan Torah? It's basically Perek Yotes, just from another angle, from another perspective. Okay, that is all the Gemara laying it out. And the only reason why we got here, meaning we're a little bit far away from describing Yom Kippur, but the only reason why we got here is because, again, this Brice over here, at least according to the Shita of Rav Yossi Aglili, is going to be a support for Ish Lakish, that the halacha of Hafrasha, of Zayin Yamim, Kodem Yom Kippur, is coming from Moshe and Har Sinai. And again, just to review, the Gemara asked earlier, well, if all this is true, but according to Rav Yossi Aglili, Moshe only prepared himself for 6 days. And meanwhile, the Hafrasha is for 7 days. And so the Gemara's answer is, yeah, they tacked on a day. Anachinami. Moshe prepared 6 days. You really only need 6 days of Achana, but they tacked on the day with the improbable concern that maybe the Kohen was Bol, his wife, who was Anida, 7 days ago. So that's why you need 7 days of Hafrasha. Okay. The Gemara, we're going to finish up over here. The Gemara just has a couple of like end notes now to this Machlokas. So what comes out over here is that in Perek Chav Dalet, the end of Parshas Mishpatim, describing now Moshe talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to Moshe and telling him that you need 6 days of preparation and then you're going to go up on day seven. So again, there are two fundamental views of how to view this. Either it is a post-Mamon Har Sinai description, that's Rav Yossi Aglili, a Mukta Mamukha B'Torah, or it is a review of Perek Yotes. It basically is Perek Yotes from a different perspective, but it's pre-Mamad Har Sinai, which is the Shita of Rebbe Akiva. Bishlama le Rebbe Akiva, hainu de mishkachala. So the Gemara says, okay, now according to Rebbe Akiva, so I get it. Because b'shiva asar b'tamas nishabra luchas, it works out, the dates work out perfectly. That the luchas were broken on the 17th day of Tamas. Because you have asar v'arba de Sivan, you're going to have 24 days of Sivan. V'shitzar de Tamas, another 16 days of Tamas. And maluha arba yamin dahave bahar, and that's going to describe now the 40 days that they were up in the mountain. Uv'shivzer b'tamas nachis, and he comes down now, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down on the 17th. V'asa v'tavrina l'luchos, and he goes and he breaks the luchos. So the Gemara says that works out perfectly according to Rabbi Akiva. The dates work out perfectly according to Rabbi Akiva. Ela Rabbi Yosei Aglili, damar shisha deprisha v'arba dahar, ad esrim v'tas b'tamas, lo itbar luchos. But according now to Rabbi Yosei Aglili, you have to consider another 6 days. Because Moshe does not go up to Har Sinai until 6 days after Mamad Har Sinai. So it's Mamad Har Sinai plus another 6 days, then another 40 days that Moshe's up on Har Sinai. Now, according to Rav Yosef Lili, so what should be the dating of Nishtabar Aluchas? Nishtabar Aluchas should be not on the 17th day of Tammuz, but rather on the 23rd day of Tammuz. You got to tack on another 6 days. And our Masorah is that the Luchos were broken on the 17th day of Tammuz. So it doesn't work out according to Rabbi Yosef Galili. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right, but we could, this is an accounting issue. We could work it out. So Amalecha Rabbi Yosef Galili, Arban Dahar, Bahadi Shisha Deprisha. So the Gemara says, yeah, but what we're going to do is that the 40 days that Moshe was up on the mountain, even though he only went up on day seven, the first 6 days count as if he was up on the mountain. They were hachana for him to go up onto the mountain, and therefore they count. They count towards the 40. Amar Mar Vikra Moshe v'chol Yisrael omdim. Sorry. Amar Mar Vikra Moshe v'chol Yisrael omdim. Correct pause. So we're going to go back to what we saw in the Braisa Vikra Moshe. So this is according to Rabbi Kiva, where it's not Akash Baruch Hu calling out to Moshe; it's calling out to all of Klal Yisrael. Because again, according to Rabbi Kiva, this is all pre Mamon Har Sinai. Messiah, Rabbi Lazar, Dami, Rabbi Lazar, Vikram, Moshe, Moshe, Vechol Yisrael, Omdim, Velo Ba'akasav, Velo Chalak, Lo Kavala Moshe. So the Gemara just simply quotes another Braisa that corroborates this viewpoint that it was all pre Mamon Har Sinai. Meisvei, Kol Lo, Kol Elav, Moshe Shama, Vechol Yisrael, Lo Shamu. So the, what we have over here is that the, in one view, only Moshe heard. In another view, in this Braisa, only Moshe heard, not the rest of Klal Yisrael. Lo kasha, habi Sinai, ba'ol moed. So the Gemara said, it depends. If we're talking about Sinai, everybody heard. If we're talking about ol moed, only Moshe heard. V'ibayisim, lo kasha, habi kriya, habi dibor. Or the Gemara says, it depends on what words are being used. If we're talking about kriya, if we're talking about dibor. If we're talking about kriya, so that is a calling out to everybody. If we're talking about Dibor, so that is only to Moshe. Rabbi Zrika, Rami Krai, Kami de Rabbi Lazar, Rami La, Ami Rabbi Zrika, Rabbi Lazar, Rami Ksiv. Okay, versions of how exactly the steer is presented, but we have the following steer being presented. Moshe couldn't go into Ol Moed because the cloud was over it. V'ksiv vayivo Moshe b'soch anan malamed shetafso Hakadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe ve'aviv ba'anan. So Moshe does go into the anan, meaning when the cloud was over Ol Moed, Moshe couldn't go in because of the cloud coverage. Meanwhile, by Moshe going to Har Sinai, so he went right into the cloud. So the Gemara says, yeah, but that's because what Hakadosh Baruch Hu did is Hakadosh Baruch Hu was toe-faced. He basically grabbed him in. He pulled him in. Rabbi Shmuel Tana Nemar Kam Betoch V'Nemar Lalam Betoch V'Yavol B'nei So B'Soch Hayam Malahalan Shvil D'Chziv Amayim Lahem Chamav Kan Shvil. The Gemara says, or there is a pathway, meaning just like by Kriyas Yamsuf. So Betoch over here means that we didn't walk through the water. There was a pathway that allowed us to walk between the water. Same thing with the cloud. There was a pathway that allowed Moshe to walk through the clouds. Okay, let's do a little bit more for this morning. Vayikra El Moshe Vayidaber. So he called out to Moshe and he spoke to Moshe. Lamik dim kriya ledibor. Why does kriya come before dibor? Limda Torah derech eretz. So the Gemara says etiquette. We learn etiquette from over here. Shelo yomar adam davar lechaver alem kein korea. In other words, you want to talk to your friend? Don't just start blurting. In other words, prepare him. All right, I need to talk to you. We need to speak and then talk to him. Give the person a little bit of time to process that you and him are going to have a conversation. Misayel al Rabbi Chanina, Damer Rabbi Chanina, lo yomar adam, davar lechaver el im kein koreu. The Gemara says Rabbi Chanina teaches us the same etiquette. You're going to talk to somebody, first tell him you're going to speak to him, and then speak to him. Lay more, and as long as we're darshan the pasuk, one more drasha for this morning. Amar Rabbi. Let's just skip all this. Amar Rabba minayin le omer davar lechaver shu beval yomar ashi amar lo lech emor. So what is going to be the default regarding non-disclosure? And the default is non-disclosure unless you are given permission to go ahead and to tell other people. Shenemar vayidaber Hashem alav me'ol moed lemor. So lemor is coming to teach me that you are instructed to tell it over to other people. Had you not been given instruction to tell it to other people, the default is discretion. The default is confidentiality. You're supposed to keep the information and not share it to others. Okay, so when the question is asked, why did you share it? The question is going to be stronger than the answer. The default is confidentiality. Okay, we'll stop over here. And tomorrow, Michlal de Tavayu. Okay, that's going to be the beginning where the Gemara is going to resume the discussion. What a wonderful contrast, by the way, of the Bavli to the Yerushalmi, right after just learning the Yerushalmi. Three blot of Gemara covering so far one topic, one issue. Three blot in Gemara Shkalim would be like two prakim. So, okay, good. It's a wonderful contrast. Anyway, so here we are back in the Bavli. This is now going to be our third day of discussing. Let's quickly review what we saw today. Reish Lakish presents a different marmakom in terms of why we know that there are 7 days of Afrasha. And that is notably Mamar Har Sinai, more specifically Moshe going up to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the Torah describes in Perek of Dalid that when Moshe is ready to go up after Mamar Har Sinai to go up to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, spend 40 days to be mekabel the Torah. So there were 6 days of preparation, and then Moshe goes up. And so, and that's all according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And that says Reish Lakish is the support, that's the source that teaches us that the Kohen Gadol, prior to going into the Kodesh HaKadashim, so he needs 6 days of preparation, either 7 days of preparation. Good, the Gemara asked that question. The Gemara says, the Chachamim added on a day for another concern of possible Tumah, specifically that of Bol Nida. On Amud Aleph of today's Daf, we quoted a Braisa supporting Rav Yochanan. We quoted a Braisa supporting Reish Lakish. Good. That was a review of Amud Aleph. On the Amud Beis, so we noted that the machlokus between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, how to understand Perichav Dalid of Shmos, is that going to be just simply a postscript to Mamad Har Sinai, and that is now just simply a description of an introduction to how Moshe is going to prepare himself before he goes up to Har Sinai in order to receive the rest of the Torah? That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, no. Perichav Dalid is there just simply to describe all the events prior to Mamad Har Sinai. It's another view, another version of Perek Yutes. Perek Yutes and Perek Chav Dalet are just basically two different camera angles of the same event. That's the Yeshita of Rabbi Akiva. At least according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, so that supported Reish Lakish. Fine. In that machlokas of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, so the Gemara has a lot of follow-up questions, which we did on the Amud Beis. Number one, the dating of Mamad Har Sinai. Mamad Har Sinai took place on the 6th, it took place on the 7th, machlokas. So the dating would complement this machlokas of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Number two, when were the luchos broken? So we have a mesorah, it was broken on the 17th day of Tammuz. According to Rabbi Akiva, it works out well. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the numbers need a little bit of massaging, we massage the numbers. And finally, we went over a couple of other psukim that are involved in Perichav Dalet, darshaning them, learning a little bit of etiquette. When you speak to somebody, tell them, prepare them that you want to speak to them. When somebody tells you something, so generally the assumption is confidentiality. Just a couple points of etiquette at the end of the daf.